It is the location that God has established where truth can be located.
Dr. Tony Evans says finding absolute truth isn't that difficult.
The source of truth, the place you go to find truth, the place you run to discover truth, is God's Word.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. In a culture that's becoming increasingly hostile to Christianity, it's tempting to worry about what people say about the Bible. But today, Dr. Evans will explain why it's far more important for us to consider what the Bible says about people. Let's join him as he begins.
Some of you may remember a television show out some years ago called Early Edition. It was a man who got tomorrow's newspaper today. He was able to make decisions and make adjustments because he got inside information. When it comes to the truth, you and I have been given inside information. We've been given information sufficient for us to make the adjustments that we need to make based on the data that we have received, that others who do not have or will not access that information cannot benefit from. God has given us as His family inside information. Today I want to talk a little bit about the source of truth. We have looked at truth through a lens that has taken us in a lot of different areas. But just to remind you, truth is an absolute standard by which reality is measured. It is God's view on any subject matter. Truth lives outside of you. In other words, if it's true, it doesn't matter whether you agree with it. It doesn't matter whether you like it. It doesn't matter whether you feel it. It is true because God says it. And so the challenge of our lives and of our world is to adjust ourselves to God's point of view on all subject matters. Jesus says in John 17, 17, sanctify them in the truth, your word is truth. Sanctify them, grow them, change them, transform them in the truth, your word is truth. Truth. Jesus said in Matthew 4:4, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There was another TV show that simply said, this is your life. Man does not live by bread alone, but he lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is your life. It is your personal life. It is your family life. It is your church life. It is your cultural life. It is your political life. It is your racial life. It is your academic life. It is your economic life. This is your life. And if you want to live well in any of those arenas or anyone that I did not mention, man does not live merely by the physical that he takes in, bread alone. But if you're going to live life, he lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
The source of truth, the place you go to find truth, the place you run to discover truth, is God's word. It is the location that God has established where truth can be located. It is your first place that you go. Before you buy what anybody else says, the question is, does it agree or disagree with God's word? For God is true, and therefore, as we have seen, let every man be a liar. But we live in a day of lies. We live in a day where people in general and even Christians are being duped by errant information or by partial truth. In fact, it is couture to lie today. Whether it's personal or whether it's systemic, to promote ideas, ideologies, philosophies, perspectives that are errant and false in their presuppositions. And the problem is, today, when you come with the truth, you are the one rejected. There was a time when, if you came with the truth, there would be respect for the truth, even if the person didn't like it or didn't agree with it. But today, the truth is canceled. God says in Amos chapter 8, verses 11 and 12, he says, there was a famine in the land, and the nature of the famine was that there was a famine for the word of God. And so he said, and the people staggered, because they had no divine truth, and so they staggered. You're looking at a staggering culture.
Amen.
We are staggering on every possible subject matter. We're staggering in our relationships. We're staggering in our orientation. We're staggering with this channel having one view, this channel having another view, this person coming at it this way, that person coming at it this way. Enough to drive you out your natural mind. That is because there is a famine in the land. And he says it is the famine of God's word. Because God's word is no longer viewed as absolute truth, but merely one of many other opinions. We find ourselves living in a duped society and being duped by it. And that is because many do not, have a clear understanding of Scripture. The Bible is not merely words about God. Many people will quote it, relate to it, be inspired by it, who don't treat it like it ought to be treated. The Bible is not merely words about God, it is the voice of God in print. It is as though God was here talking and he just happened to have it written. It's the voice of God in print. And until you decide, I decide, we decide that we're going to treat it as the absolute source of truth, then it will simply be one of the many ideas that come across your path, and you will look at it, read it, listen to it, but be unaffected by it. And so it is absolutely critical that you get the right view of Scripture, and that you do not fall into the cultural trap of treating it like the Queen of England. The Queen of England gets a lot of respect. When she leaves town, the flag is at one level. When she comes back, the flag is at another level. When her entourage is coming down the street, you pull over, because this is the Queen of England, and she is going to get her props. She is going to get respect. But just so you know, even though she gets respect, she has no power. She can make no decisions. She passes no laws. But she represents a historical position that is to be honored. Many of us treat the Bible like the Queen of England. We'll give it some props. It just has no power because it doesn't have a final say-so. I hear it all the time when you give God clearly what God has to say, and then the person says, but I think, I feel. Well, my friends told me, this is what my mom and daddy said. This is what I learned in school. When God's word has clearly spoken on a subject, that is the end of the debate. That is the end of the discussion. The discussion from then is understanding and applying, not accepting. But until you and I and we develop this radical understanding of Scripture, it will be of little use to us.
Dr. Evans will share some concepts to help us value Scripture with the right mindset when he returns in just a moment. First, though, I want to tell you about a brand new book he's just written called Kingdom Values. In it, Dr. Evans examines the character traits Jesus taught us to cultivate to help keep us immune from selfishness, arrogance, anger, and pessimism. You'll learn to develop the kind of character you need to experience the peace, purpose, and blessings God intended for you all along. We want you to have a copy of Kingdom Values as our gift. All we ask is that you make a donation to help us keep Tony's teaching on this station. Your contributions are the only way we can continue our outreach on radio and TV and our work with pastors, their families, and local congregations. Contact us today. Let us know you can help, and we'll send you the book along with all 8 lessons in Tony's current series, Returning to the Truth. Visit us today at tonyevans.org for details or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Tony will come back with more of today's lesson after this.
The biblical roles of husbands and wives, the source of our authority as believers, understanding the concept of grace, winning spiritual battles, they're all important subjects, but seem as different as night and day. Would it surprise you to know there's a common thread running through all 4? You can discover what it is by taking the course on Ephesians in the Tony Evans Training Center. One by one, you'll dig into the powerful themes of this book and make new discoveries about what Jesus' death accomplished, how to maintain unity at home and at church, what spiritual armor is all about. The course includes custom content from Tony, not available anywhere else. Work through it at your own pace. Collaborate with other students. Get your specific questions answered through our online forum. Connect with the Tony Evans Training Center at tonyevans.org. It's like having a seminary on your smartphone or other device. Start today. tonyevans.org.
Scripture is the revelation of God. Revelation is when God gives the content of what he wants you to know. This is spoken of in Isaiah 55, beginning with verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it." Amen. He says the reason why you need to pay attention to me and my word is I don't think like you. My thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't roll like you. My ways are not your ways. In fact, they're not even close. As high as the heaven is above the earth, that's how different we are. So if you're going to understand something and know something and be able to operate on something, I have to tell you because you won't naturally know it. And the moment you try to figure it out independently of me, you're going to confuse you and anybody listening to you. Because I am operating at a whole nother level. that my word that proceeds out of my mouth is not just empty speech. So that's revelation. It's divine disclosure. It's God giving you the content of what he wants you to know. Now, he's not giving us all content on all he knows. He's given us all content on all we need. Amen. You will spend eternity discovering new things because of the inexhaustibility of God. He is inexhaustible. That's why it will take forever to learn what he knows. But for what we need, he has disclosed it, revelation in Scripture. Revelation is the divine disclosure. Inspiration is the recording of what he has disclosed. Revelation is the content. Inspiration is the recording of the content so we can get it. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, he says, beginning with verse 19, "So we have the prophetic word made more sure, to which you do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place." Pay attention to the word. "Until the day dawns and the morning star rises into your heart." So stick with the word until your heart can grab it. "But know this first of all." Let's get first things straight. "No prophecy of Scripture is a matter of one's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God." So how you got revelation, what God wanted to say, was through inspiration, where the Holy Spirit moved in the minds of the Old and New Testament authors of Scripture to write what God wanted written, and nothing more and nothing less. The Holy Spirit oversaw what was being written that would make up the canon of Scripture, so that what we have in the Bible is what God wanted to be in the Bible. He says, nothing in his word came because folk made it up. Amen. By human will. It came because God oversaw what was in the head that flowed to the hand that came out of the pen. But you object. You say, but wait a minute. How can it be a perfect book when it was written by imperfect men? I regularly hear this. Man wrote it. So it cannot be viewed as a perfect document. Well, with that argument, Jesus could not be viewed as the perfect Son of God. For Mary's egg was fertilized by the Holy Spirit, and Mary was a sinner. But the Bible is clear that Jesus was sinless. So how could Jesus be sinless when the fertilized egg came from a sinful mother? Because the Scripture says that she was impregnated by the work of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit protected Jesus' birth from taking on a sin nature that his mother possessed. So that birthed in the virgin birth could be the sinless Son of God, because while Mary was his human mother, God was his divine father, and the divine father protected the sin nature of the human mother from being transferred to the pure child. Amen. Amen. In the same way that God protected Jesus from the sin nature of his mother, he protected the living word, the written word, from the sin nature of its authors. Amen. So you can have a perfect Savior and a perfect Scripture because you've got a perfect Holy Spirit blocking out anything errant to get into the mix. Scripture is the voice of God in print. But let's back up for a moment. Let's take away its divine authorization. Let's just call it a history book. Let's just say it's religious history. The only way you know anything in history that you weren't around to see and nobody else was around to see is because of the record. There's a record. We know about George Washington, not because you met him, talked to him, entertained him. No, you've got a written record. And that record tells us about George Washington. You've got documents. But I don't hear anybody saying George Washington didn't exist because I ain't see him. I don't hear anybody saying Abraham Lincoln didn't exist because I didn't see him. No, what you saw was the record. And the record was legit. And because the record was legit, you believe it is true history. And pick anything else that nobody alive today was around to see, you appeal to the record. If you just look at the Bible as history, it meets the test of a good record. 66 books written over 1,500 years by just over 40 different authors. Talking in the Old Testament, 700 years before Jesus was born, that the Savior would be born, Micah 5:2, in a small town called Bethlehem. The record speaks for itself. When people were debating that the earth was flat, Isaiah said the earth was round. The record speaks for itself. When they discovered oil in the Middle East, the record had already said that when Noah built the ark, he built it with pitch and tar. And wherever you have pitch and tar, you have oil. Because the record speaks for itself. Whether it's science, geography, whether it's human response and reaction, whether it's anthropology, you pick the subject, and nobody has ever found anything in the Bible incorrect. The few times they called something incorrect, after a few years, they found out they were wrong. Over and over again, the Bible authenticates itself as great history. Well, if we believe what the Bible says about other things, why shouldn't we believe what it says about itself? Amen. It declares itself to be the Word of God. And if you can show me otherwise, I'd be very interested to see it. It is self-authenticating to the most minute detail.
Dr. Tony Evans, with an important message on God's Word to us, the source of truth. Today's lesson is from his brand new teaching series called Returning to the Truth, a look at real-world values that can help keep you steady and strong in the midst of a crumbling and confused culture. These 8 full-length messages on CD or digital download are yours with our thanks when you make a donation to help us keep bringing you Tony's teaching each day. And remember, as a bonus, they'll come to you along with Tony's brand new book, Kingdom Values. This special double offer will only be available for a few more days, so be sure to contact us right away before time runs out. We're also celebrating the 41st anniversary of our ministry by offering a 41% discount on most of the items in our extensive library of audio, video, and print resources. So there's no better time than right now to visit us at tonyevans.org. Or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222 for some in-person help. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, Dr. Evans will continue our look at the source of truth as he digs deeper into this important and timely topic. I hope he'll be back with us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative, and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.